Sink on the Sixth, the men called it. There were athletic events of all kinds. Gliders and sailplanes sailed across the lake, riding the mountain currents. Troop Carrier Command lent the regiment a C-47 for the afternoon, and there was a jump of 12 men into the lake. Food and drink was plentiful. In the park, local musicians, dressed in lederhosen, played all the Pa tunes. The GIs requested pop songs from America, but the Austrians needed practice. Everyone danced. All the girls wore DP armbands. Non-fraternization applied only to Germans and Austrians. DPs were exempt. The armbands DPs wore to distinguish themselves were lavishly distributed to the local mountain girls. But as Lieutenant Foley remembered it, there wasn't one displaced person at the celebration. Mountain weather, unlimited sports, women and booze, easy duty, good hunting, and a hard-assed colonel whom everybody loved, Zell Amzeh provided, in Webster's view, the soldier's dream life. It should have been the most perfect summer ever for the men of E Company. In fact, after the first couple of weeks, most of them hated it. They were frustrated by the army bureaucracy. They were bored. They were drinking far too much, and they wanted to go home. Getting home depended on points, which became virtually the sole topic of conversation and led to much bad feeling. The point system set up by the army gave a man points for each active duty service month, points for campaigns, points for medals, points for being married. The magic number was 85 points. Those with that many or more were eligible for immediate shipment home and discharge. Those with fewer points were doomed to stay with a division, presumably right on through to the big jump in China or Japan.
This is the end of Disc 11.